This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's presented by Garrison's Building Supply, Kimberly Todd and Brian Sykes from CCD Business Development. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So happy to be here.
Get real close to the mic, Kim, and this is kind of a new position for you.
Yes, it is. I'm one of the newest members of the growing CCD Business Development team, and they've been in our community. They're celebrating their 50th year this year. They serve Coos Kerry and Douglas County business owners, and so that is definitely something I'm passionate about. And when I heard about this technical assistance grant that they've procured to help small business owners, I just was super excited to join the team.
So what kinds of help is available through this program?
You know, that really is specific to the owner's needs. So during the last, 2 years of this pandemic, there was assistance rolled out in the form of the CARES Act. And now that the CARES Act has about over 18 months into it, there's a lot of data that's really trickled down from that. And that data is that there's a lot of gaps that business owners have when it comes to accessing things to be resilient and to be, stabilized during trickier times. So sometimes it's as easy as business planning. They've written a business plan. They need to revisit it. They need to hire somebody. So they need to figure out what that's going to look like. A lot of times those gaps look like accounting and tax needs. The CARES Act needed some financial data from business owners, and business owners didn't always have that at the tips of their fingers. And so these are the things that they want to make sure everybody has a chance to apply for. And to do that, they've CCD Business procured a grant that allows them to assist a business owner with a myriad of needs. And I say that because it really is what you need. A lot of what I see right now is the bookkeeping piece. People are busy doing what they're doing. 73% of all small business in America is employing one person themselves. So that's a very busy person. And so when it comes to things like their bookkeeping, their accounting, or a legal question, they don't have the time to always be reaching out. And that's where they can go to our website, fill in a quick intake form, and then they'll get a call from us and say, hey, what is it you need help with?
Well, for a lot of people, and this applies to business, but it really applies to people's homes, too. Walking out the door this morning, I looked at a number of statements and things, and I'm like, oh, okay, I need to file that. I need to put it somewhere. I need to keep better track of that. And for business, it's even more magnified because you have so many things going on, whether they're, actual pieces of paper or online.
Agreed. I was talking to a business owner that contacted us, and she said, I got your email. It was one of many emails we all get in our inbox. And she said, but I thought this is the time. I'm reading this for a reason. I've really been needing to get some job descriptions written because I can't keep doing it all myself. And so that's exactly like what we're targeting is what they're targeting. What is it that you need help with? Let's respond to that.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit more about how you ended up procuring this grant and getting in on this.
Well, actually, this this program is funded from three different organizations. The way that we got into this, and Kim was talking about how with the pandemic, the research that's been coming out, that's actually coming partially from our Economic Recovery Initiative, which identified technical assistance as one of the large gaps. So we started looking for technical assistance type funding sources, one of them being Rural List, the local initiative support corporation in coordination with U.S. Bank, is providing us with some funds to be able to provide these services, along with the USDA Rural Business Development Grant Program. And finally, the Judith Ann Mogan Foundation, which is a newer foundation over in Coos County that is focusing on coastal businesses.
And part of the aspect of CCD, too, is that you are involved in a lot of different areas in the region.
Yes, we're involved primarily in Coos Kerry and Douglas counties, but we also offer a few of our services statewide, our SBA 504 program, as well as some of our internal revolving loan funds can spread out into Jackson, Josephine, and Lane counties as well.
So how big is CCD in terms of staff?
We currently have 11 staff. We're up an additional 4 from just a year ago. As Kim mentioned, we did bring her on as a technical assistance coordinator, and this program is really taking off very quickly for us. So yeah, with her, I think we're really going to be able to coordinate a little bit better and really increase our capacity with being able to assist local businesses with some of their educational technical assistance type needs.
So, Kim, when you talk to somebody, what do they do to get the ball rolling in terms of having a conversation with you and finding out what help's available?
CCDbusiness.org. It has my name, my phone number, my email address listed. It also has the intake form. So those are three ways to get a hold of us. And I would like to put out some information for small business owners. So if you're listening and you know a small business owner, there is a program called the EDL, and it's Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And that's been around since the beginning of the CARES Act. They've expanded the uses. It's 3.75% interest. It's going away in December. They're letting business owners pay down debt. That wasn't something, you know, business debt. They're letting, there's more particulars. And one thing I really like about being at CCD is these are all finance people. They work with people on their expansions and growth factors of their business. And so I am very lucky to be able to have this wealth of knowledge. So if somebody calls and says, I don't know about getting this EDL loan, when I hear, then we plug them into our finance people and they kind of illustrate, well, you don't pay for 2 years. If you have a $10,000 loan from the EDL, it's $49 a month over 30 years. I mean, these are kind of unprecedented times for small business. But there's just that's just one example of the financial ability for a business. It's really there's more stuff coming down the pike, too. I will just allude to that. So it's a really good time to get plugged into CCD, because I don't know if you remember when that money came down from the CARES Act to our community. The city came to CCD and said, please distribute this money for us. And business owners got $2,500 and $5,000 grants, and other amounts as well.
Yeah, no, with the CARES Act grant programs, we were offering direct pass-through grants, I believe, of up to $15,000. $20,000 in some situations, depending on the low to moderate income employee or staff size.
So a lot of things there available, and it sounds like the time to move is right now.
It really is. And again, there's other things coming down, because for once a spotlight's been shown on small business, and they've been working under these conditions for a long time. But, you know, the compressed energy of this pandemic has really brought to bear some of the more key items that can be helped with and assisted with. And that's what the Technical Assistance Program is here to address.
So give folks your phone number and your website again.
The website is ccdbusiness.org. CCD stands for Coos Curry Douglas, just to know, so you know. And my phone is on the website. That's really the best way to do it.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us, Kyle. You're amazing.
8:40 at the Morning Conversation.